Cyberspace devotee in Mount Shasta, California, wonders why we need all 21 chakras functioning to realize the self. The chakras, among other things, are like repositories of memory and emotion. So as we progress on the spiritual path, we have to detach the memory from the emotion and get the proper perspective of life. Without the 21 chakras, we're incomplete and not ready yet for the journey. If some of the chakras were not functioning, such as they do not when we're in our astral body, functioning without a physical body, the karmas locked into the memory patterns and emotion cannot be tapped or dealt with. Therefore, they hold us back. A cyberspace devotee in Strubix.com wants to elaborate on the five steps to enlightenment, one of the Naninada Sutras. These five steps to enlightenment do relate to the various yogas of karma yoga and bhakti yoga. And we elaborate a great deal in Hinduism's contemporary metaphysics, merging with Shiva. The 365 daily lessons in merging with Shiva can come right to your computer through email. And you will get a clear foundation of the functioning of your soul, your mind, and your bodies. The cyberspace devotee, Anuradha, asks, what do you do when the past catches up with you? How do you know if you're right? A good philosophical foundation of Sanatana Dharma distinguishes, from the Hindu perspective, right and wrong. The other religions of the world often make many things wrong that Hindus don't think are wrong at all. So we would suggest that you really study Hinduism in depth and educate the subconscious mind as to what is right and what is wrong, and then you can make positive decisions. Begin your search with the yamas and niyamas.